Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How in the hell are you?
I am crazy.
It's always nice when someone cusses in greeting me.
Absolutely. Oh, it's always a surprise. So I'm doing great, my elf. And how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And it's funny, yeah? The cussing part brought up part of what I was kind of dreaming about the other night. it's so crazy. And I can't wait to hear what listeners have to say about this. So I dreamed that I was actually running for governor of the state of New Mexico.
That is awesome.
And of course I cussed because I can't not. And whoever I was running against, I'm sure it was some douchebag guy. And I think it was a he. And he said something about, well, my, you have a foul mouth kind of thing. And I remember my response is, and you don't, because all you do is lie. Because people who cuss tell the truth. Like that was in, that was in my dream. So everybody look out for Governor Rieger someday. Don't tell Michelle Lujan Grisham that, because she's our governor right now and she's awesome. But anyway, crazy. That's cussing. So anyway, I'm great. I cuss. I'm happy about it. The end. Full stop, as you would say.
Nice. Well, welcome to this episode.
Governor Elf. Will you be Lieutenant Governor Witchy Poo?
Absolutely. If called, I will serve.
We'd have a good time. The pay is shitty because I looked it up the next morning, but we'd have fun.
We would.
It'd be an honorable job for both of us.
We are not electable. I am not.
You know, I don't think I am either. Doesn't mean one day I won't try, but I don't know. Maybe I am. I think I'm the John Fetterman of.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, like I'm wearing a hoodie right now, just for the record. And I actually own a John Fetterman hoodie because I donated to his campaign and, you know, had to buy some merch while I was shopping. And I think I'm the John.
There's nothing
I would be
like
John
voting
Fetterman.
And shopping, you know.
There's nothing like donating and shopping. Exactly right.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, but I would think, because I told Suzanne about it and she's like, yeah, baby, you'd be like the John Fetterman of a governor's race. I'm like, right? I would be.
She's right. Your wife is always right.
She's always right. And so we'll just put that into our little vortex. And, you know, I think I'd be a great governor. Just getting there would be the hard part. Because
that is the hard part.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that aside, that's not why we're here, to talk about my dreams.
Oh, it's not why we're here. But
it's not. I like that. It's not why we're here.
But today we have been inspired by one of our listeners.
Yay. Oh, and by the way, before you go into that, this whole episode, I think you need to address me as Governor. Governor. With the accent. Governor.
Got it. Governor. Like, Goddess Governor.
Goddess Governor. Governor. Okay, sorry, go ahead. Yes, one of our magnificent listeners that made us think so hard that we actually had to piece together a whole new episode for her.
Which is awesome. We really do love it when we hear from you. It's so much fun for us, right? Because then, you know, we can know what's going on for you, what lands for you.
And how can we serve you better?
Right.
You know, give context to things, whatever it may be.
So Carissa, very thoughtful listener. She says, hi, friends. I just finished the, quote, you are the captain of your energetic ship, end quote, episode, and I loved it. I have a follow-up question. At the end, when Brenda says she wanted the psych degree, but was counseled by her guides that it wasn't the right path for her and her soul's work, wouldn't that make it the, quote, wrong choice, end quote, for her? I know there's no definitive right and wrong, like the episode talked about, but I'm trying to wrap my head around the concept of things not being so black and white. Thanks. So, such a thoughtful question, right?
I love that question because
I know.
The world really, in all intents and purposes, is not black and white. It's not. Right? We swim in gray every day. Oh, look, that rhymed. We literally swim in gray. And, you know, it is our morality, which leads to more black and white for us. But when it just comes to decisions like what should my college degree be, I think is a very valid question and observation that she had.
Yeah. And just, again, I just think it was so thoughtful and I just appreciate that so much. And then, you know, she took the time to send it to us, which is great. So thanks, Carissa. And look, this is what life would be easier if it was black and white. Right?
Boring as fuck, but easy.
Exactly. Right. There's not this, you know, certainty. Life is messy. And we have to know that we're co-creating with the divine in every step. And we come to Earth to contribute back to the divine, like this, you know, cosmic algorithm where it's just, we're constantly feeding and supporting each other. New things are being discovered. New options are opening up. When I was an undergrad, positive psychology was not even a thing, right? So when I finished my MBA, I thought, oh, well, this would be fun. Like more studies, that'd be fun. And so what's important to remember in this scenario is I didn't ask my guides, is this a yes or no? I asked, is this in accordance with my highest good? That's what I asked, right? So it doesn't mean that even though they said, well, if you ask a question that way, not necessarily, right? It's not really in scope, but, you know.
It wouldn't have hurt you.
It wouldn't have hurt me. It
wouldn't have hurt you. It would have been interesting at best, but not applied.
Yeah, a bit of a distraction from my soul's path, which is sometimes a fine choice, but it's still my choice. It's not like they would fire me if I decided to do that. They might get a little frustrated with me.
You know, have they ever threatened a strike or a walk-off?
They may have, but I'm not aware of it. They probably should have a number of times.
I'm pretty sure mine have, and I think at least two have escaped. Like there's a hatch. that they just like hit it and they're like, this bitch crazy. She thinks she's going to be the cussing governor. And they just like, they're out. I mean,
that is awesome. So, and you know, again, it's the phrasing and me knowing that any choice I make is karmically my own, right? So I'm not going to lose my guides over this. They will have to adjust their plan and what we've agreed to possibly, or put it on hold until I get done with that and decide I'm going back to my other work anyhow, because right. That just probably would have how it had gone.
Well, it leads us, right? Like the whole idea, like when we, and I'm so happy that Clarissa, right? Is it Clarissa?
Carissa. I thought it,
Or Carissa.
Carissa.
Either way, it's a beautiful name. I never get them right, so don't be offended. But what I absolutely love about it and where we ended up after we read that and talked about it was, in many cases, there are no wrong answers. There are no mistakes, right? It's really, there's no mistakes. And so we were actually going to title this, There Are No Mistakes. And in fact, Brenda got confused a few minutes ago because I titled it The Hero's Journey, because really the hero's journey is the umbrella over about not there not being mistakes. And we've talked briefly about the hero's journey before. I really thought it might be kind of fun to do a deep dive into it, because as I was doing a deep re-diving, because I've swam in the Joseph Campbell pool before. When it comes
to
the
hero's
journey.
Well, you pretty much lived it when you were in Hollywood, right?
Well, exactly right.
On a number of levels.
On a number of levels, which I think we'll talk about. But just to give everybody a sense, because it is, you know, if you are curious, because curiosity is such a crucial part of being human. If you're curious, it is worth either reading his book called The Hero with a Thousand Faces, or reading synopses of it or aspects of it, just to understand and to apply it to your own life, which as I was going through this, I was like, damn, check, damn, check, damn, check. Like each stage of it, I was like going, okay, I think I've lived that and it's going to be really fun. So I can't wait to go through that part. But just really quickly to give everybody a little bit of background on Joseph Campbell is he was a professor of literature at Sarah Lawrence College and an expert of mythology. And apparently he spent like 5 years in a shitty shack. I call it a shitty shack. It doesn't say shitty on it, but I call it a shitty shack.
Because you are going to be the swearing governor.
Because I'll be the cussing governor. Or maybe I should start as the mayor. Either way, I'll be cussing, whatever it may be. Even if I clean the streets, which I do clean the streets now, there's a lot of glass, I'm the cussing street cleaner. So there you have it. But as he's in his shitty shack, he buried himself, covered himself in books, and read for 9 hours a day. And he did this literally, I'm going to go back to 5 years. So you're a committed human if this is what you decide to do. So what he effectively did was he synthesized these huge volumes of heroic stories, and he distilled them all into the hero's journey. So this man's
the formula that we take for granted today, because it keeps unfolding, you know, in different compelling versions, but it is this, you know, higher level of outline.
And why back in the day did they look like this? Like, why did all men, I'm showing Brenda, they're like the little mustache, the round glasses, kind of graying thing with the like suit. It's just, they all look the same. They're all twinning back in the day of Joseph Campbell.
And this is now where they had lots of options through social media to be inspired by. Okay, just FYI, there's no TikTok.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they like all look the same. I mean, they weren't planning on twinning, but they all did. It's like there's a memo that went out. They're all gonna look the same. We should probably take a quick break, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna start talking about the 12 steps of the hero's journey.
Different than other 12-step programs.
Correct. Correct. Either's fine, but this is the 12-step we're going to talk about.
We'll be right back.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
And welcome back. And go ahead, start wherever you like, hopefully at the step number one.
Well, I will start in order, which is odd. I usually like to start at the end and work backwards. But so I'm just going to kind of give you guys a few quotes that come from this, the generality of the hero's journey. So the usual hero, which is us, by the way, we're all heroes. Right? Mm-hmm. The usual hero adventure begins with someone from whom something has been taken or who feels there is something lacking in the normal experience available or permitted to the members of society. The person then takes off on a series of adventures beyond the ordinary, either to recover what has been lost or to discover some life-giving elixir. Now, elixir, don't be so literal. Elixir can be a spiritual thing. Usually is. It's usually a cycle, a coming and returning. So just to give kind of a perspective of kind of the whole journey. So I'm going to go through each one. Do you guys mind? We'll try to hit the first six and then we'll come back and hit the second six and talk about them. And I'll try to go through them as quickly as I can, but it starts with the ordinary world, right? It's like the calm before the storm. And so I'm going to bring up, by the way, I lied. I'm not making any of this short. I want for those who have seen Iron Man 1, and I mean this. I knew
this was coming up.
I know, but it is my favorite origin story because Iron Man, what was his name? Peter Stark. I don't know. That was Spider-Man. Whatever the hell his name was in Iron Man. Mr. Iron Man. Robert Downey
Jr.
Tony Stark. I got the Stark right. Yes. Okay. Way to go. What the hell? Who are you? Who are you channeling?
Someone gave that to me.
Somebody totally gave that to you.
It must have been Tony Stark.
It must have been Tony Stark. So I just want everybody to keep in mind, if you've seen it, I also encourage you to watch it for the, and you can say it's for research if you don't want to be admit you watched it.
For my podcasting research.
This is my podcasting research. I need to know what the hell these people are talking about. But the calm before the storm for Tony Stark is that he was this really wealthy guy, could have and do whatever he wanted. And the reason why we all like Iron Man is because he had to go through shit. And he had to learn about himself. He had to have trials and tribulations. He had to save himself, all of these things. Because do we ever really like just a rich guy that can have whatever he wants that he inherited from his father? We typically don't. No, but for real, we don't. Because we don't identify.
It's not a sympathetic character. Right?
It's not a sympathetic character. So just know the ordinary world is really important. It can, you know, the hero's living in a standard mundane life. And for Tony Stark, that's what it was. He could do whatever he wanted. That was his standard life. Going about their business. So that's how it begins. Ordinary world, our heroes in their comfort zone. And then there's a call to adventure. And the call to adventure is a disruption. It's a significant event that threatens the way that things were. So this is a challenge that our hero knows deep down will lead to transformation and change. So it's like the calling, right? It's like the phone rings, pick it up because your transformation is happening. It's getting ready to start. Be prepared kind of thing. It's kind of like when Jacob told me, put both hands on the wheel. There's going to be an accident. It's like things are going to get like, it's going to get pretty rough here. So put your hand on the wheel. So when it comes to the ordinary world, your days are numbered because they're not going to be ordinary really any longer. So in this second stage, the psychological symbol for it that they talk about is that many of us embark on inner journeys following a hardship in life. And I think this is really important. The death of a loved one. And this is when I start going through it, going check for my journey, right? The death of a loved one, the loss of a job, physical or mental illness. This stage occurs when it becomes apparent that to move through suffering, one has to look within, to adventure into the soul. So I don't know anybody that hasn't had that calling quite yet, because it's definitely there. So the third step is fantastic, which is refusal of the call. It's like, nope, I'm not picking up, fuckers. And I think Joseph Campbell said that actually.
There's no doubt.
I think he said fuckers. He spent 5 years in a shitty shack reading a whole bunch of books. You know, he's saying that. So no compelling story or life would be complete without friction, right? So we have to have the friction point. So the hero often resists this call to adventure because it's fear and self-doubt. That's why we don't pick up the phone.
And remember, we're in our comfort zone. Why would we want something else?
Well, because when we're in our comfort zone, something outside of that, we have self-doubt and fear to get outside of that.
Right. It's scary.
Yeah. I had that.
I'm glad.
Check box. I mean, because this is the other thing that he talks about. And so I love his work and why it's so worth reading, folks. Because he talks about the only way to grow and live a deeply fulfilling life is to face the discomfort of suffering.
Mm-hmm. Which is so interesting. I think so many people, first of all, resist that, but specifically parents try really hard so that their children don't suffer. And it's biologically, it makes so much sense, right? Because your children are an extension of you.
But you want to protect them.
That's the only way they grow.
Yeah, now, it is.
Know, and there's a difference between, you know, a face plant versus they blow themselves up, right? So like, it's degrees, but yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because I have some people in this world that I love deeply that have some really hard times as an adult because they actually grew up in this ideal childhood. Like they were protected and they were loved so deeply by their parents and all these things. And then they have to start adulting and shit gets real. And they don't know how to deal. They can't identify and they don't know how to deal. So to your point, I have several of those. And I love them. It's just the cards they're dealt.
Life. Yeah, it's just right. part of life. They get, because no one gets spared of being outside your comfort zone. Everyone has to grow and develop and, you know, hit those moral dilemmas and all that. Like, it's all part of the development. It's part of the plan. It's not the plan gone wrong.
Right. Yeah. Right. So to quickly recap.
And we're only on step three, right?
We are getting to step four, but I just want to remind everybody, for those that have read my book, this will be actually very familiar as we go through some of these steps, because I got to be honest with you guys, I haven't looked at this since I actually released it. Like, I haven't gone through all of these steps and spent as much time reading about it, preparing for this episode that I have. And I'm like, holy shit. Because obviously, for me, it was my mom. I mean, it was the death of my mother that spun me into a place that was, I had no choice but to be in discomfort because I was in such terrible grief. Is she there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. there's no secrets from Margaret. So here's my favorite. Step four is meeting a mentor. And there's a picture of Luke Skywalker and Yoda behind him because Star Wars, it's four, but it's the first one we ever saw, is like the epitome of the hero's journey. So my Yoda was you. You are way better looking than Yoda. I'm just going to tell you out loud.
We're practically twins.
You have such a better head of hair. You're taller. Your hands don't look like claws and hooves or whatever it is. Your ears are not nearly as large as Yoda's. But so as our hero faces a crisis of confidence, a wise mentor figure appears. Right? So that they offer inspiration, guidance, understanding, encourages the hero to have the self-belief to start this new adventure. I don't know. Did you know at the time that you were signing up for that? You probably did.
No. I mean, remember, I was there because I was visiting Ruben and Jim.
That's right. Well, you're going to regret that visit.
And you were out of town. So it was quite possible our paths would never have crossed.
That's right.
But you came home, and I think you didn't want to go home because you were grieving. And so you came to their house instead.
So funny that you say that, because in this mentor, when it talks, because they talk about, like, it defines the step and then it goes into the psychological symbol. And in the psychological symbol, it says here, when the journey of exploration has to begin, people or situations enter your life at just the right time.
Yeah.
Guiding you in the right direction. Isn't that crazy? It's like, it's like he sees our soul. and it says, in most cases, these are chance encounters that contain a sense of knowing before the hero leaves on his or her adventure. So mentor is number four. And then there's, they call crossing the threshold, right? So this is a pivotal moment in the journey when the initiation begins, right? So this occurs when our hero fully commits to their quest, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. I wanted to bring that part up because we see lots of movies, right? TV shows that has this spiritual. Don't forget, that is the realm that we all live in who listen to this show, and to know that a spiritual journey is probably more in the cards than maybe many of these other ones, because that's just what we've all kind of signed up for, I think, is why I say that. Not that the other ones aren't possible. And they say that this is the point of no return. Totally.
Like you literally didn't want to go home.
No, I know. I didn't.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, because what happens here is that, like, the hero is now embarking on this journey. The hero enters a new zone, right? And so my zone got to be this place of really trying to understand. Like, I remember the first book that you ever sent me was from Concetta Bertoli, which was Do Dead People See You in the Shower? And that has been the first book I've given many other people. So it was a point of learning and understanding because it was not a world that I had ever been a part of.
And it's a very playful book.
Oh, totally. I mean, I had Mona that kept saying stuff when she was alive. And I was like trying to understand. I believed her. I just never had it in my own.
Well, the other
orbit.
Thing is you had Mona, so you didn't need to.
I had Mona and I had my mom at the time.
Right.
Because I lost the both within months, right?
Yeah.
Way to go, Mona. So in this, just to make sure that everybody understands.
You know,
yeah.
Your mom is saying, but you needed that space in your life. Otherwise, you never would have expanded into it.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah.
She's right. Mom. Always mothering me. And this is what's really important to what you just said. It's like she's reading my paper, I think.
She may be.
I think she is. But it says, whatever your life was before the call to action, this is a crossroads, which is accepted. Knowing your life may never be the same. Mm-hmm. Because it needed to change. For me personally, I needed it to change. I needed to grow. I needed to evolve. I needed to expand. And that's exactly what happened.
Can we take a break before your next?
Yes, we can.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. What's our next step, Mayo?
Our next step is step six. And this one is so incredible. This is the one I sat when I was reading this and just having the greatest like memories pop back up. So this one is test allies and enemies. And so now that our hero has ventured outside of their comfort zone, the true test begins. this is a stage of acclimizing. I don't know. It's a big word.
Acclimizing.
Yeah. Okay. I said it close, I guess.
Yeah.
To unknown lands. That's the important part. So they're acclimating to unknown lands. Yeah. Unknown forces work against them as they form bonds with allies who join them along the way or force formidable enemies or encounters that have to be conquered. So throughout this testing time, the hero will be shaped and molded through
adversary.
Say, thank you. What the hell is wrong with me?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. finding deeper meaning in their life and mission. Okay, here's why I love this so much. Y'all, I cannot tell you how many times I will call Brenda and be like, this just happened. And the first words out of her mouth were, you're being tested, my elf. Because it happened. It was real. Like I was being tested and like, it's like they were trying to scare me away. It's like, what bullshit can we dump on you to scare the living crap out of you so you give up? Whether it was the pendulum going on its own, you know, whether it was opening a portal in my backyard. And there's that.
There's a bird that flies into the window.
Fucking bird.
But the other thing is, it's not just a test of challenge. It's a test of qualifications, because it would be irresponsible for them to let you through without you gaining some awareness, some skill to navigate that. So the challenge is useful. It's not torture.
Totally agree. Yeah. But I was challenged with some of those forces.
Yeah, there's
like gnarly ass forces. Whether it was when Alex Van Camp called me from Seattle and said, I forgot my black tourmaline and the Hat Man came last night and I talked to him. And I knew, because he goes, and right before he said it, he goes, but I think this message was for you. I'm like, well, what did he say? And Alex said, he said, tell her, my name is Bob. Uh-oh. Ah, fuck it. Who cares? That's his name. Yeah. I just realized, I said his name. I don't care. He's not going to listen anyway. He can sue me all he wants. So he was a child abuser. So there you have it. But Bob was the name of my ex-stepdad who beat the living hell out of me. And if there's any way to try to get to somebody's weakness and hit him in the knees, it's going to be for a villain like the Hat Man to say, tell her my name is Bob.
Yeah, he went right to the initial wound. Right?
He went right to the wound. He went right there. And then Alex was like, who's Bob? And of course I tell him who Bob is. And I said, the next time he shows up, you tell him to go fuck himself. And that was my response. But that's the thing though, it was all a test. And I passed that because it was no, guess what? Boogeyman, you ain't scaring me. Because that shit is healing and it's getting good. And you can't penetrate that wound.
You can't take it away from me.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the reason I was so excited about that. So I'm like, oop, check. It's like, you're being tested, my elf. And then I went through all those tests. Those are just a few. There were so many of them. Okay.
Well,
so
that's because you kept expanding. Right. You could have stopped at any stage, but you just kept expanding.
That, and I think you had actually said this is a stage where a lot of people bail.
Yeah.
Because it's scary and it can be hard.
It's hard and it's humbling.
And it's humbling.
I was like, oh shit. Have I reached my limits? Am I supposed to stop here? I've had those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people do bail and I totally understand why they would bail.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. I encourage people to not, but you also said that if you do, it'll come back around for you.
It'll come back around. And sometimes it comes back in the same lifetime. Sometimes it's in the next.
Yeah. So the seventh is approach to the inmost cave. So this is having already hold on. We're going to try this again.
That was not Sookie.
That is all me. Having already crossed the threshold into the unknown and the uncertain. Having faced obstacles and enemies and having begun to utilize their qualities along the way, the next stage is another threshold. This is the beating heart of the hero's challenge, where again, self-doubt and fear can arise as another threshold has to be crossed. This is often a period of respite, giving the hero time to pause and reflect. will the hero make the leap? And I think that's actually what you're talking about, where people bail. They bail in that inmost cave. It's kind of like, okay, this is my life now. Do I want this to be my life? Can I jump into who I once was? And people can. They can fake it, but they can live.
Well, often what they do is they go, well, I'm just not going to tell anybody about this. And then they keep with their regular life. And then they're like, yeah, and then it eventually blows up.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's all fine.
Right. Okay. So this one is also really fascinating. Number 8 is, they call it ordeal. This is a life or death moment. This can be a meeting with an ultimate enemy or facing the hero's deepest fears. There is an awareness that if the hero fails, their new world or their life could be destroyed. Now, let's all keep in mind, I could have been killed in a car accident on the 405 in Los Angeles, California, if I had not listened to my guide.
Without a doubt.
For real.
Yep.
I could have ignored him. I could have thought I'm hearing things. I could have done whatever it may be. All the people I tried to call wouldn't pick up the phone. I mean, it's very evident that this was stage 8.
Yeah.
It was a life and death moment. And that's when Patricia, when I called her about that, and she said, well, do you know what a spirit guide is? We had this whole conversation. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, you know, they kind of nudge us, you know, kind of conversation. I said, well, that's a good thing, because I could have really hurt that woman in the car in front of me. And she goes, oh, sweetheart, no, it wasn't that woman's life your guides were saving. It was yours. Yeah. And that day completely and utterly changed my life. Yeah. If not, the other crap hadn't. I say crap.
Exactly.
Playfully.
Exactly.
But these are things like I thought this was, I didn't know when we first started talking about let's do this show, that there would be so deeply familiar to me, because again, like I said, I hadn't looked at this since all that happened.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, oh, wow, I can actually share with people in this show what these moments were.
And it's much easier to see these moments in retrospective than when you're in them. Right. So just a reminder to people.
You can't.
You can't really see it when you're in it. You have to have space to integrate and to
right.
see it.
And to your earlier, when you wanted to call it, there are no mistakes kind of thing. All of the stuff that happened here, even when I, you know, bought the animal spirit oil from the guy on Etsy, it's like, that wasn't a mistake. That's how like the birds came, right? Like you just look at it, it's like, it's dumb, but it wasn't a mistake. You know, I could have done it a little bit of a more eloquent way than Wayne on Etsy. But
gotta conjure your baby some birds.
We got it. My wife wanted birds, so I had to go get them. Okay, so the 9th step is reward, which they call seizing the sword, which is through great adversity comes triumph. Having confronted their greatest fear and survived annihilation, the hero learns a valuable lesson and is now fully transformed and reborn with a prize as a reward. So, listen, this is, in movies, it comes as treasure, tokens, in my case, secret knowledge, you know, reconciliation also happened, the return of an old friend, whatever it may be, the prize could assist in the return to the ordinary world, but there's still a few steps to come, they say. But that makes sense. It's like, it's knowledge for me. It's like, it made me like, that's how I'm not, I used to be so fearful of dying. And now I have a death bucket list. Like that's awesome. A major change, right?
Yeah. Quite a shift.
Yes. So the 10th stage is the road back. So having traveled into distant foreign lands and slain the dragon, which I didn't slay a dragon. The dragon actually whispered to me, so whatever.
the fear of the dragon, maybe.
The fear of the dragon, maybe. Now it's time for the hero to make their return journey. And this day's stage mirrors their original call to adventure and represents another threshold. So this is to find more new knowledge again, right? Like you keep continuing with this. They say that then comes the stage of returning to familiarity or the things left behind, be it family, friends, locations, or even behaviors that were once loved and sacrificed during the journey. Because when you go through this journey, you're not the same person. You don't attract the same type of people in your life. You look at them different. They look at you like you're an alien. Yeah. For real. Like these, this is part of what that journey is.
Well, and mostly they want you to be back to who you were. For not everybody, but a certain percentage will be
hands down.
Can't you make it like it was before?
They can't relate. I think, you know.
Which is scary for them. And they didn't ask for this. They didn't create it. You know, it feels like you did it to them sometimes. Like,
right.
That's real.
It is very real. And then there's resurrection. So when it appears the hero is out of the woods, there comes the final confrontation, the encounter with death itself. Transformed, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm not necessarily sure I get the resurrection to tick that box, but I think that I'm resurrected as a different person. It wasn't life or death, but go ahead. What you're giving me a look.
Well, I think, you know, even the fact that you left Arkansas recently is a bit of a
that's
resurrection.
A resurrection. Totally. Actually, you're actually right. That is
right.
That is that you're absolutely right. And then in the last one, it talks about return with the elixir, right? So following the final battle, the hero finally returns home. By now, personal transformation is complete. They're returning home a different person, having faced this hardship, so on and so forth. And the elixir is the treasure they've returned with. And, you know, this could be a sense of hope, freedom, or even a new perspective to assist those originally left behind. So that's like the job, right? So you come back and you have this, and now you're responsible for it, right? You're responsible for this new experience, this new knowledge. To share, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily you have to share it with the original, you know, home base that you left. Like that's people sometimes confuse that.
They do. And you know what? You're right.
Sometimes it doesn't go very well.
No, but you're totally right. Like I remember in my return, after I took your tarot class, I would sit in the no matter what cafe or restaurant on lot it was, I'd sit there and read tarot cards at lunch. People just walk up and say, "Read my cards." You know, I was sharing with people that were not actually so much a part of my life prior to that. It was an expansion. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And there were people that were from that ordinary original life that had I was an alien, and I'm super okay with that. Well, or it's like, Rieger, you're what? The ghost? What the hell is wrong with you? For real.
It's real. And they're trying to protect you. Like, that's, you know, it's a version of love. It's
or protect themselves, I think, in sometimes.
Yeah. But that's the lie they tell themselves. I'm trying to protect
you. So this is, this all came about because of the question that we got,
Chris's question. And just remembering that it is a journey. We are on it's an unfolding, right? This is not a linear one and done. Okay, check, moving to the next step. It's an unfolding and it changes and it's organic and it's just a wonderful gift of unfolding.
And just be here for it. I think like the best advice I could give from someone who literally documented my journey. The hell's wrong with me? I'm a great podcast co-host. Can't even speak. That I documented my own damn journey. I can reflect back and go through the steps and share those steps. What I can tell you, and this is where I was so fortunate, I was there for all of it. The most present I have ever been in my life. Really, truly, and still, by the way, very present, really paid. Like that is the big change. You know, and again, I'm going to also
we'll never go back.
Right? No, ever in this life or any other. And I really do. And I know it's so lame. I talk about movies a lot, but one of the best hero's journey origin stories that I really ever saw was of recent years is Iron Man 1, because that is his origin story. And you'll understand, you can actually see that happen. And also Star Wars 4, which again was the first one in the 70s that we saw, of Luke Skywalker. And I just, you know, I think the other thing I would say to people is when you're confronted with things, like, be curious about it. I think curiosity. Yeah. I don't believe it killed the cat. I think it actually makes us stronger.
and to just be present for it, right? Mm-hmm. And so really, Carissa, this question, this reflection that you had about, I'm trying not to make things black and white. We hope that this really helps you soften, because the truth is the 12 steps are laid out in a very specific, you know, trajectory, but they don't always unfold, you know, 1 through 12. It's like 1 through 3, then 1 through 3 again, then 1 through 3 through 6, then 4 through 6 again. Like, you know, we go back and forth.
And they don't happen within a period of a 2-hour movie. They happen across years, decades. Like, lifetimes. This is, it's our life, yeah. Though, right? Like, it's our, yeah. it's, we owe it to ourselves, to our soul, to be open and take the call. And if we do want to take a break or abandon it, it will still be there.
Yeah, because no energy is lost, right? No energy is wasted because we're moving forward, we're expanding. And again, that's the softness. And remember, faith in action is knowing that that is so.
That is why there is no wrong answer.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, thanks for listening. Go soften those edges of what you think shoulda, woulda, coulda, and know that no energy is lost. You've got this. And remember, her school is hard.
And be the hero of your own journey, guys and gals and theys. Be your own hero, but without the other side is what you wanted me to say. I had to add those other words ahead of that.
All the words are good. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, my elf.
Thank you, my witchy poo. Mwah.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.